you can't call it a crisis and then not do anything about it substantively. Either it's a crisis or not. I just want to quickly comment on the border crisis. It's at historic highs. I know, you know, every month we say it's at historic highs, but it's an invasion never seen before in the history of man, the largest transfer or migration or invasion of a sovereign nation in the history of the world, certainly in American history. I mean, the numbers are astonishing. They range, I see estimates of 6 to 10 million people illegally here. Only 5% are deported when they cross the border illegally. Everyone else gets, you know, basically rubber stamped through. I mean, some of them don't even get checked, practically speaking, at all. And many of them use and cite, make claims for asylum that the Biden administration pretends allows them to get a get out of jail free card here once they're across the border. I mean, they can enforce the asylum laws in a way that would require someone who seeks asylum to be detained. Or as Trump did, that you could seek asylum in Mexico, wait in Mexico until your claim's heard. And a bunch of Republicans, including the Speaker, were down on the border this week, bemoaning what Biden's been doing, in aiding and abetting this invasion. And many of these same Republicans have fully funded this invasion of Biden's. I mean, there have been multiple opportunities over the last year to cut off federal funding for Biden's invasion. He uses your money to settle these illegal aliens. And they could curtail any policy they don't like by defunding it. And they refuse to do so. So, I mean, I think Biden should be impeached for what he's doing and all of that. You know, but let's be clear, Congress has a role to play here, and you can't call it a crisis and then not do anything about it substantively. Either it's a crisis or not. And to say the Biden invasion is terrible and then just use it as a talking point and you don't use the powers available to you under our system of government to try to stop it, all it is a fight to try to get leverage on the other side. I don't care. Republicans want to do that. You know, I don't. No. That's not sufficient. But we can't wait. We got to stop it now. And over the next month, they're going to have funding fights where they could stop it. And I think you should be calling your members of Congress and folks in the Senate to tell them to defund Biden's border invasion. They can do it. They can do it tomorrow. Every time there's a government shutdown fight, you should know that's the point where they could say, if you want money to flow to the government, you stop the invasion. And they draw a red line, right? They could do that for the border invasion, for censorship, for the abuses of Trump. We're not going to fund the abuses of Trump, et cetera. I've talked about this. And if you agree, or maybe you don't agree, but share your views one way or the other with one way or the other with Congress at 202-225-3121. I think they're back in town next week after a three-week vacation. Did you get a three-week vacation for Christmas and New Year's? I don't think I got one, but Congress got one. 202-225-3121. Tell them to get to work because our republic's at stake. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.